Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 22. And a profound question Jesus asks his disciples, and he says, "Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" My dear brothers and sisters, disciples were looking for a crown when Jesus was talking about the cross. A lot of time we follow Christ with crown in perspective, and a lot of time we are dismayed and disillusioned at times because the cross is in the waiting. My dear brothers and sisters, an unknown writer wrote, "A Christian is a person who, when getting to the end of his or her rope, ties a knot and determines to hang on, realizing that human extremity now becomes God's opportunity." My brothers and sisters, the mission for each Christian is to proclaim and live the good news of the gospel and to urge individuals everywhere to be converted, to experience a personal reconciliation and relationship with God. This persuasion must always be done with openness and honesty. In our desire to have people make a decision for Christ, we must always be forthright with them. We cannot conceal the cost of discipleship involved in receiving God's provision of salvation. And we must tell them of the importance of giving Jesus Christ his rightful place in every area of life and of becoming an active member of the believing community. My dear brothers and sisters, are we sometimes at fault for giving the illusion to non-Christians that becoming a follower of Christ is the end of all of life's difficulties? Should we not tell them about the cost of lifelong discipleship? I would encourage you to seek to engage someone in conversation about the characteristics of true Christianity. Very important, my dear brothers and sisters, because worldwide we see millions of people, thousands of people are coming to Christ globally. And a lot of time we help them only make them a decision, but do not make disciples. But the commission is, go, preach the gospel, teach them my word, make disciples of every tribe and every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them all that I have told you. That's what is the commission. And then the promise is there, lo and behold, I will be with you till the end of this age. Amen? So let's give the true characteristics of Christianity to people whom we interact with and lead them correctly and disciple them correctly in the name of the Lord. Amen? That's the call of the Spirit. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. We love you. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you. And we exalt you. Abba, Father, we know that without you, we cannot succeed. Abba, Father, we know that, Lord, at the cross is comfort, but after the cross is commitment. Therefore, give us the grace that our lives will be disciplined, and we will disciple others accordingly in the name of the Lord. Father, this morning, oh Father, help us to understand that when Jesus was talking to his disciples, at that moment of time, they were interested in the kingdom of Christ to come. They were interested in the crown, and they were interested in the positions. But Lord God Almighty, you were talking about your cross to them. You were talking about the pain that you will endure. Abba, Father, I pray, help us to understand, O Father God, the deep things of your word. Help us to understand the cost of discipleship, and Lord, that you will be alone exalted. Father God, I lift up your flock into your hands. Cover them under your blood. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory upon their lives. Bless them and keep them from any and every appearance of evil. I pray for the ones who may be sick. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I speak healing into their bodies. Lord, for healing is the birthright of the believers. Lord God Almighty, for by your stripes and by your wounds, we were healed and made whole. And we bless you for that. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we give you the praise and honor and glory, dominion and power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day and a great weekend ahead of you. And don't forget to go to church this Sunday. God bless you, and bye for now.